Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Harry's Razors. German-engineered five-blade cartridges. Factory direct prices, cut out the middleman, ships right to your door. Sell their blades at half the price of the leading brand. Over a million guys have already made the switch. Thousands more switch every day. Go to harrys.com. They'll give you $5 off your first order with the promo code Rapoport. That's Harry's, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com.
The I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rapoport? Yes, I am. You down with Rapoport? Yes, I am. You down with Rapoport? Yes, I am. You down with Rapoport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrapoport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rapoport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please.
This is the I Am Rapoport Podcast.
All right. This is the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. This is a special segment.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've had to take to the streets. As you know, there's three escape prisoners, Orange County Jail, on the loose in California. If you're not familiar with the makeup of California and how the city is built, and the way it's done is Orange County is about 45 minutes from Los Angeles. Me and G Monetti are now patrolling the streets and the mountains because fugitives sometimes like to take to the mountains to hide. Isn't that right?
Yep.
We don't fact check, but we did do a little research. We've gotten a tip that it's possible that these... Wheezy, there's a little fight up here with the dogs. Wheezy, it's okay.
Wheezy's not having it.
No, Wheezy's a little tense, usually friendly. A little tense. Everybody's a little tense. Right now, we're patrolling the Runyon Canyon Mountains looking for these three escaped criminals. This is not a test.
Yeah.
It's not a test.
One is a dick cutter, so it's very...
A serial dick cutter. His name is Hussein Nairi. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing his name correct, but any dick cutter doesn't, I'm not going to go out of my way to learn how to pronounce your name.
Red alert for him.
Red alert for him. This is an all loaves matter, APB on the three escaped prisoners. We're definitely eyeballing the one guy. He apparently, his role model is Hannibal Lecter. This dude, Hussein Nairi, was convicted, put in jail for murdering a guy, cutting his loaf off.
Oh.
And in front of the guy.
Yeah, and then burning it.
And then burning it. I don't know. Once you cut it off, like, what are you burning it for?
Yeah, what's the point?
You won.
Get it back.
You don't even have to give it back. It's like, yo, you got it, money.
Word.
He burnt it in front of him.
You got it, kid.
This guy's a real animal. So if you hear the heavy breathing, that's because we're in the mountains, in the hills, Runyon Canyon. Great place for people to hide. And this is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. My dog, Wheezy, who, as we mentioned before, has his sneaker collection coming out later this year, the Air Wheezys, inspired by Kanye and what he's done. We figure if Kanye could make hundreds of millions selling his sneakers, well, then Wheezy can too.
Yeah.
It's the Iron Rapport Podcast and APB on the loaf cutters. So, Mr. Moody, one thing I'm noticing about patrolling these mountains is that, like, I'm affecting a little bit of an out of breath thing, I'm not gonna lie, but you seem to be struggling immensely. You were complaining and struggling immensely about this hike and this forage into the mountains.
Yeah,
I mean, what we're doing makes what Leonardo DiCaprio did in The Revenant look like nothing. We are deep in the mountains. You hear the wind blowing, but you seem to be struggling and out of breath. You pride yourself on having been very athletic in the 80s and most of the 90s, and since then, you don't do shit, right?
Yeah.
You actually, I'm going to quote you. You said, "Why I got to wake up from a good night's sleep and then go to a mountain.
And go climb a mountain after I just woke up."
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking forward to doing, so of course I'm going to be out of breath.
Yeah, I know, but...
I was asleep 10 minutes ago.
It wasn't 10 minutes ago. You got legs. Don't you think that God wants you to use them a little bit?
After halftime, and what I call halftime is after 40, because you're halfway dead.
Uh-huh.
Right? You got... two more quarters to go. I done used my legs.
Speak for yourself. I'm planning on being one of those dinosaur Jews who has snot running down his nose, has a little gefilte fish stuck in the corner of his lips, and who's like 106.
Oh.
That's what I'm planning on doing. No. I don't know what you're trying to do.
My thing was, yo, in your youth, you play, you have fun, and at halftime, you shut it down and you let your heart work.
So you just never do anything again?
Nope.
No exercise, no walking, no hiking.
Eat well. Eat well and walk.
Well, we're walking.
Walking is good enough. I walk in the Bronx.
No, you don't walk.
I don't have to drive everywhere.
You don't walk shit.
There's hills. The Bronx is hilly.
And the people who don't know you, and we're going to get into G. Monetti's history soon, because that was one of the questions we were asked.
Some nosy motherfucker.
No, they want to know who you are. Now you've just been thrust into the limelight, the podcast limelight. 2015 Rookie of the Year.
Were.
2015 Co-host of the Year.
Were.
People want to know who you are, like a little People magazine spread.
Okay. Yo, I ain't know Black was in the hospital, yo.
Who?
Oh, my fault. Oh, Pearl Washington, but that's what we call him.
Oh, yeah.
In Brooklyn, Brownsville.
Yeah. He's... No, he's good. Oh, no, he's good. Go ahead. Thank you. Wheezy, come here. Thank you. Now, you can't be on the show if you're scared of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. That dog's fun. We had a little no worries. A little controversy with Wheezy. Yeah, keep it real, Weezy. He's got girls, grown woman scared of Weezy.
Right.
But you're at a dog place. This is a work dog, lady. Not you. This is a work dog. We're out here on a hunt. Okay. Scared of dogs.
Yeah.
Weezy's sniffing around. Weezy, my dog Weezy.
Weezy.
The Air Weezy Collection, 2016. Does no tricks. Can sit and stay for about 92 seconds. That's the best he could do. Wow. But he's the sweetest.
Yes.
But you're talking about no, don't care the health, and you don't. Oh, you got to. You don't eat good. Number one.
Shit.
Number two, the great Pearl Washington.
Word. I didn't know Black was in a hospital.
Why do you keep calling him Black?
Well, that's what he's called in Brownsville, by some folks from the old school.
Pearl. We're giving another shout out. Anybody who loved basketball in the 80s, Big East basketball, go online, look up Pearl Washington, GoFundMe, the great Pearl Washington from Boys and Girls High School, who was in the same homeroom as Chris Rock. I hope Chris Rock is looking out for the great Pearl Washington right now when he's in time of need. Syracuse University, shame on you. Shame on you.
Why does he need?
Why is Pearl Washington, whose jersey adorns the rafters of the Carrier Dome?
Right.
Why does he have a GoFundMe? Why does one of the most influential college basketball players of all time have a GoFundMe?
Right.
Shame on you, Syracuse University. Jimmy Boeheim.
He brought millions of dollars to your school.
Millions of dollars to your school, and he has a GoFundMe. So anybody who loves college basketball from the 80s, you know who I'm talking about. I already donated. I want to see that this guy's taken care of. I think it's an abomination that somebody who means so much to a great university, a lucrative university, has a fucking GoFundMe who's in health. He's given a lifetime of memories and money and championships. Jersey's in the Carrier Dome, yet he has a GoFundMe.
He's outperformed your paltry scholarship that you gave him.
Shame on you, Syracuse University. Yo, you know what? I'm a little out of breath, sorry. I'm into Monetti.
Yeah, what?
Moody. G. Moody.
What up?
Since I didn't take advantage of this in my youth, I'll do it now. G. Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. I didn't know that Siri on the iPhone worked that good. I thought it was like a little joke because at first Siri was whack.
Yeah, it wasn't
now,
working.
Siri is good.
Yeah.
Like I bet you me just talking and Siri's in my phone is in my pocket. I say Siri be like, how can I help you?
Yeah, I heard you doing that.
It's good. You could text. You can ILO people. I ILO'd somebody the other day. I say, Siri, send text. Send text to Dean Collins.
Yes.
Staple of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. And I cursed at him. You cocksucker, you. Why are you late, you motherfucker, you. Siri got it word for word.
Mm.
You need to start using Siri on your phone, especially when you're driving. Because, yo, as much as I like doing the Vroom Tomb episodes, you got to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be safe.
Safety first.
So I suggest you start using Siri when you're driving. Instead of texting, emailing, you just spew it all out. If you just slow down a beat and you got to say period when you want the sentence to stop.
Yeah. You know what? I sent a letter, a suggestion to Apple saying, you know, Siri's great. But since it's new immigrants, you need to put it in different languages for different ethnicities. For instance, the Black people should get Siri saying...
Siri should speak Jive?
Yeah.
So you could be so like...
A variation of Jive. So I could feel more comfortable with the device. So
you, for instance, you would say what to Siri?
What up, homie? What up, my nigga? We need to have a personal relationship with this Siri.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you're right. So right? You could be like, yo, Siri, bust this shit.
Yeah.
Yo.
Or LA people, what up, homie?
Yeah. Siri, you're right.
This Siri becomes my nigga. You see? And it's no slur.
No.
It's my friend. Because when it comes to money, yo, Grant's my.
Yes.
See? My friend.
You're not getting me to say it. You're not getting a fucking, try to get me to say it and ruin me. Huh?
But you
publicly,
get my point.
You're like trying to fucking blackmail me there. Because when it comes to money, yo.
Yo, Grant's my blank.
Yeah, no, I got you. No, you're right. Because it's like, you know, like the like Latins.
Yo, essay?
Yo, Siri, yo, listen. I want to meet the little homies. And then, it, like, you know, like, Puerto Rican is different from that. So you could be like,
hey, Poppy.
Yo, Poppy. Instead of calling, why you got to always call him Siri?
Yeah.
Personalize the shit.
Yeah.
Slang it's a good it. Point.
That's what I
it's
mean.
It's a good point. Yo, you need to send that into, they're going to call you Gerald Jobs.
Yeah. Suggestion box.
G Jobs.
Personalize it.
Yo, personalize that shit. Be like, yo, and say, why has it got to be Siri? Why I want to be called Rollo. Yo, Rollo, listen, send this text for me real quick.
Or Tanasia.
Who's that?
That could be my Siri. Tanasia.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. I need to be able to change the name.
And different people speak differently. Siri should, you shouldn't have to only speak one way. It's the new millennium.
Word up.
Like, what's your man's name that you go, who talks like this?
Oh, my man, Dushan.
How did he speak?
Yo, G, what's up with your shit?
Not the great G.
If he saw me, he'd be, oh, not the little G, what's up, buddy?
Now, Dayshawn, how the fuck you think he's going to get along with Siri?
Right.
Siri should adjust to people like Dayshawn. Why should he have to adjust to Siri?
His name is Dushan.
Dushan.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion, G Monetti.
Yes.
G Moody, a.k.a. the Black Ed McMahon. If I didn't introduce ourselves at the top of this clip, it's because we are patrolling the mountains. And if you don't know who I am, they call me the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the white Arsenio Hall. I'm up in here with my man G Monetti, G Moody, a.k.a. the Black Ed McMahon.
For sure.
Yo, Miles, play some funk shit and then we'll get into to the next seg. Yo, I'm up in here running my sprints. G Monetti's not doing shit. I'm up in the mountains, patrolling the mountains and getting my workout in.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, I'm dying.
I'll sit here, man.
Yeah.
I like how you're doing them suicides and shit.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm up here doing them.
I like it.
You know what I noticed is that Weezy stopped running with me.
I see. He don't fuck with all that, man. He's not doing none of that. He's a dog, but he's got intelligence.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck Weezy.
He's saying to himself, why is this white motherfucker running back and forth?
Oh, shit.
For what?
Weezy. Yo. Shitting on me out here, Weezy. Oh, my goodness. Yo, so Super Bowl fever. Some of the Denver Broncos. Well, who was the Denver Bronco we read about that said?
I think it was Von Miller, but they weren't quite sure.
Von Miller said what?
That
Von Miller is the defensive player. Who, I like him because he wears glasses. He plays for the Denver Broncos.
He intercepted one of the cheater's passes.
The cheater being?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And he, after the game, he kept the ball. Reporters asked him in the locker room about the ball. He said, yeah, this ball I intercepted from Tom Brady. And it feels kind of flat.
Ha, ha, ha.
Good one, Von. He's a man after our heart.
Yeah, who's the guy who said when he sacked him he tried to put it, rub his nuts on his face?
They couldn't identify that, but they had it in the paper.
An unnamed Bronco player said when I got him,
I tried to put my nut sack in his face when I sacked him.
Jesus.
See, they hate him too.
Jesus. I mean,
boy, was that a good game?
That was a good game.
Have you ever seen that guy get roughed up except when our guys did it?
The Giants got him. It reminded me of when the New York Giants, I'm going to go a blast from the past, stay with me even if you're not a football fan, when they got to Joe Montana, my man Jim Burt.
Put him out.
And a report from the sideline on Joe Montana. I remember this clearly. He said, the report, the injury report from Joe Montana is everything hurts. I will never forget that. Because Joe Montana, you couldn't hit him. And they got him once, and they tried to break his fucking back.
They put him out of the game.
Yeah.
That's the objective.
It really is the objective. It is football. I mean, you don't want to injure him past the game.
Right.
But you want to take him out of that actual game.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to catch my breath here. And yo, hold on. I just want to say this. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders, the greatest politician in the United States right now is LeBron James. Take heed from this guy. If you're not going to go raw dog without a bag, straight native like Donald Trump, then you need to do it the way LBJ does it. The way he does it is good. He sit there in front of 25 NBA reporters and say, I knew nothing about the firing. I was as surprised as everyone else. And he didn't bat an eye.
Yes.
That's good old-fashioned, old-school politics.
Yeah.
He did it right.
The science of
lying. I'm going to look you in the face. You know I'm lying.
Yeah.
I know I'm lying. Everybody knows I'm lying.
Yes.
And I'm going to sell it to you like that. Because... listen, if you're not going to be, like, taking it into a street fight level like Trump, again, we don't support Donald Trump,
yeah.
But we fuck with him.
Yeah.
We respect D. Trump.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard the slogan, we've given it to Donald Trump, and he's come so close to fully embracing the slogan that we gave him, free of charge.
Yes.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast created this slogan for Donald Trump, free of charge. If you don't know the slogan, it is...
I hate the blacks and I hate the Hispanics, and you do too.
Vote for Trump in 2016. Donald, it's all yours. Okay? Wheezy's in a little beef here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wheezy.
Stepping to cats up on the mountain.
Yeah,
like,
Wheezy's
what?
Like a fucking gangster up here.
Hell yeah.
Wheezy, you're like a dog park terrorist. But if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to approach politics the way Trump is, offending people, insulting them, belligerent and all that stuff, Bernie and Hillary, then you need to get on your LeBron James.
Get out of the race.
I've never seen anybody just blatantly just be like, no, no, I've never seen anybody in politics recently. Ted Cruz, look at what he's doing.
Yeah. He's lying
Jeb
his
Bush,
ass off.
Yo, he's playing the game right.
Yeah.
He's playing the game right. He's like, yo, I'm going to tell him this, I'm going to stick to the story, and we're going to fucking move on.
Right, right. They didn't consult you at all.
Nothing. Yeah,
you got a wake-up call in the hotel. We fired him.
Yeah, we fired him.
Word?
Really? Why would you do that?
I love this guy.
Yeah, we got along great. I thought he was a great coach. Holy shit. Oh, my God. I gotta. Wait, do you have his number? I want to call him and tell him thanks for all the good times and thanks for all the good memories. Shit. Why? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I got along with his family. His family used to hang out with my family. I was gonna do a secret handshake with Coach Black. I just never got around to it. That's politicking.
Ty Lue is your coach now, youngin.
Yeah, you see how he was looking at Ty Lue after the first game. After the first game they lost to Chicago, we read his lips. What did he say? You said you read his lips verbatim. He said to Ty Lue, when they lost their first game, Ty Lue, who's been lingering around
for years,
talking shit about David Blatt, separating it. Yeah. You know that he's in there like, yo, this is what I would do.
Yeah.
And then LeBron James, after their first loss the other day, what did you say? You read his lips verbatim, and tell me what he said.
He said, I thought you could coach, nigga.
And?
High yellow motherfucker, I got you this job. I'm the one that got you the job. And you lose the first game, how the fuck I look? Everybody knows I got this motherfucker fired.
Right, you were able to read his lips to say that, right?
Yeah.
You read it verbatim, and we slowed it down, and didn't you say you consulted with your nephew, who's partially deaf, who is an actual lip reader? He works with deaf kids, and he read his lips. And so he said, what else did he say to him?
I thought you could coach, motherfucker. That's why I put you on. I put you on so we could run and go wild.
And didn't you say he said something to Ty Lue like, yo, don't make me call up Iverson, you little motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
don't make me call her Bubba.
He said that. So Ty Lue, watch yourself. Because you think they gave you a 3-year deal. You don't think LeBron will fucking rip that shit up? Ty Lue, you think that's your guy? Yeah. He hooked you up and la la la. Trust me. If you don't win the championship, you and David Blatt are gonna be coaching the fucking Euro All-Stars.
Yeah.
By summer's end, you little fuck.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. For now you, it's all on you, Ty Lue.
To bring it to the wasteland.
You got
to
bring it out there. They're trying to win one for the land, a.k.a.
the wasteland. You know what else I heard him say?
Wait, you heard him say, LeBron?
Oh, LeBron. I heard him like, he was kicking like, look here, man. I'm tired of this shit. We lost last year.
And now you got me I fired this
motherfucker. He lost his job because I was shitting on him. We both were shitting on him, remember?
Remember Ty Lue?
Yeah, after that game, he was talking like, see, that's why Black don't need to be the coach, because he don't have y'all running them wind sprints and doing stuff that you need to do.
Yeah, that's what you said, Ty Lue.
I could do it. Come on, LeBron. Yo, go fuck with Gilbert. Tell Gilbert he's a sucker and this and that. I'm telling you, we'll win.
And now you got me out here losing. This is all stuff we read his lips on the bench.
Yeah.
After they lost their first game, after they fired the coach, Ty Lue had him. And then they almost lost the second game to Minnesota because they're out of shape.
Yep.
Says Coach.
So they already threw garbage on Blatt. They're out of shape. Whose fault is that?
You're professional. You get paid $100 million and you don't come to camp in shape? And that's the coach? You're a professional basketball player. Halfway through the season, Ty Lue said his main players asked to get out of a game. Kevin Love, I love you. Kyrie, I love you. You get paid $100 million contracts. Tristan Thompson. And the first thing that Ty Lue is going to do is say, you guys are out of shape, and they're going to fire the coach. Whose fault is that?
Word.
That's like a job requirement.
And Ty Lue, are you going to eradicate the fucking handshakes, Mr. Serious?
Yeah, Mr. Team, Mr. Serious. Why don't you have one handshake? Guys, that's it. Enough. Enough is enough. Pick one team handshake and everybody's going to do it. There's no I in team. There's no I in handshake. Why does everyone get customized handshakes?
I don't understand.
If you're going to come out on the layup line together, you're going to fucking do shakes together. You're going to do, everybody's going to do their own dances together. LBJ, yo, you, the pressure's on you and Ty Lue. Yeah. He's like, Ty Lue, you little motherfucker. Listen, man, you wanted this shit. Now you got me out here losing the first fucking game. Fix this shit, right, motherfucker.
The Rockettes and shit. Cleveland Rockettes.
The Cleveland Rockettes. That's good. That's fucking good. That's why you were named the 2015 co-host of the year.
That's right. Who else they gonna give it to, Rap?
Nobody. Nobody. Oh, man, that was a good one, Moody.
Yeah, yeah.